USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said that he has spoken to Nancy Pelosi, but the Democratic leader refuses to budge and continues to ask for a blank check on coronavirus relief funds.
I had a conversation with Speaker Pelosi, and even on her $2.2 trillion counteroffer, she can't tell the American people nor me what is in that. I can tell you what is in the offer that the president has made: enhanced unemployment at levels she would agree with, enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with, and help for schools at levels she would agree with.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Meadows also pointed out that Pelosi and he have had numerous conversations where Pelosi will not even agree to the things the Republicans and Democrats have common ground and would rather the American people have nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The first U.S. COVID-19 reinfection has been found, and USA's Wendy King has details.
A 25-year-old Nevada man appears to be the first documented case of COVID-19 reinfection in the U.S. Researchers reported that a patient who tested positive with the virus in April, then tested negative twice afterwards, was reinfected with the virus in May. Researchers found both illnesses were two genetically distinct iterations of the same virus.
India has registered 78,761 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours, the biggest single-day spike in the world since the pandemic began, just as the government began easing the restrictions to help their battered economy. The surge raised India's tally to over 3.5 million. A country of 1.4 billion people, India now has the fastest-growing daily coronavirus caseload of any country in the world, reporting more than 75,000 new cases each day for 5 consecutive days. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Julio Mara slipped away from his parents to secretly marry Waldrima Quinteros on February 7, 1941. Both of their families disapproved, but 79 years later, they're still together. He's now 110 years of age, and she's now 104, both lucid and both in great health, though their relatives say they're a little depressed because they miss their big family get-togethers due to the pandemic. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, there are longer marriages, but none at the moment between people as old as they are, just short of a combined 215 years. A number of comedy and musical superstars are getting together to save the vote in a nonpartisan way. Here's Liz Phair with the details.
This Sunday evening, I'm teaming up with Represent Us and friends like Dave Matthews, Jennifer Lawrence, Jamie Foxx, Sia, and others for a very important cause, protecting the 2020 election. We have to make it easier and safer for people to vote, whether by mail-in ballot or in-person. And we have to make sure every single vote gets counted. It's going to be awesome. You won't want to miss it. RSVP now at www.represent.us/save the vote.
According to their website, the Represent Us group brings together conservatives, progressives, and everyone in between to pass powerful state and local laws to fix broken elections and stop political bribery. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.